I think we're live.
Well, hello there. My name is Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We're Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
I was thinking jazz hands when I looked at the screen. Yeah, so.
We are live.
We are live. Okay, well, we're playing around with StreamYard, but we're going to actually do a real show. So.
We're a day early.
A day early and a dollar late?
Dollar short.
Okay.
Day early, a dollar short. So today our topic is smile. And that's because I have the Michael Bublé and the Nat King Cole song, Smile, in my head.
I did not know that was a Bublé song.
Yeah, he's covered it.
Well, of course, he covered everything. But
smile even though your heart is breaking. Smile even though you're, even though it's breaking. Yeah.
Yeah, so why, I brought this, I was thinking about this topic yesterday because recently there's been, over the last few months, honestly, there's been a lot of loss.
A lot of loss. And it just seems like it's like a plague.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And it made me contemplate life. It's like there are people in my life who were there yesterday and aren't here anymore.
Right.
And so I've been kind of down, and Brian's been watching me in this downward spiral of I'm trying to smile and smile, but I'm broken inside.
So I figured it out. This is therapy to get you to talk about it so that you feel better.
Sure.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? That if you feel down and out, you should talk about it. That way you feel better.
Yeah. Actually it does. So we're going to talk about smiles and about basically when we lose things. So like in our businesses, most of us are entrepreneurs. We've lost businesses. We had to mourn the loss of the other business as we started a new one and lost another one and those kind of things. And then we also want to go into what's been bothering me is the loss of friends and family and people we just care about in general. And I wanted to cover that today.
You say you want to cover the business side first. So
yes, because it's easier.
Let's cover the business side. There's a time when I can give more advice, I think, on this than I can give what it feels like. But when you have a business and the business is not succeeding, you have to make a judgment call on when do I get rid of it? When do I sell it? When do I shut it down? Depending on whether or not, depending on the finances of the business, of course, whether or not it's going to have more value by shutting it down. There's all these big questions that come into play. And for instance, when we had Galaxy Fest, which was the 3-day Comic-Con, it was a hard one to shut down. And one of the reasons why it was really, really hard was because there were so many people involved.
Oh, that's true.
There were 400 volunteers. There were all of the people who came to the event who were fans of the event. There's all of this stuff, and you have to make a decision. And it's really, really hard to shut something down like that. But when you're losing money every year, and you're putting all your time and effort into it, and you're not even making a penny off of it. Yeah, it's time to let it go. Now, we let Galaxy Fest go not mainly, but because of money. But that was the big one. And really and truly, there was only one thing that would have kept us open. And that was the fans. Because it was for the fans.
To the fans.
Yeah, it was for the fans. So, and even in the, when we shut down the comic book store, that was the other one. It was in a tourist area of Manitou Springs, and you don't make any money. And when the tourist industry is going down in that area, you got to look at the numbers and just go, I can't do it. It didn't work out. But it was hard. It was really hard to, when you've got 2.5 years dedicated to driving 30 miles each direction to open up the store every day at like 8 o'clock in the morning and then coming home at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's hard.
That's dedication, though, isn't it? And as entrepreneurs, we do those kind of things where we throw our heart and soul into something and then went, okay, as much as I love this, the numbers just, it's infeasible to keep going. And with me, I've done so many MLMs.
Direct sales, it's easier to say.
Yes, direct sales. And I've done so many. And I remember with each one when I was so passionate about it. And then went, you know what? It's not clicking right. I this is not what's feeding my soul. And so I would go to another level business and I would do the same thing. And each time that client list, it's the fans. And they remember, when you have a business like that, direct sales business, people are not just buying because of the product. They're buying through you because they like you. Right. And when you say, okay, I'm not doing this anymore, you're basically, it feels like I'm letting them all down. They rely on me for information and blah, 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 blah. And a lot of us will just stay in it because they need me.
Right.
And what I had to do with mine was give my client list to somebody on my team and say, take care of them because I'm right. out.
Well, a lot of times too, when I think of that, I think of presentations and how you grow in your presentations, because we all learn the script. We all go into the event or the business going, what do I say to my friends? What do I say to this and that? Well, I think after a while, it becomes your own. Then it turns into an actual business. You still say the same words. You just say them in a much more casual you way. So now that, you know, you've rolled into that, then the business becomes yours. And people look at you and go, I just got something for you, but what company are you working with? Why should I have to explain the company when they don't care about the company? They only care about me.
Yeah. And so keep that in mind when we say smile is about letting things go is really what we're talking about
right,
today.
Right.
And smile and learn from what you've gone through. So although it hurt to let go of Galaxy Fest and the comic book store, and it hurt for me to drop out of the different direct sales that I've done, I've learned so much. You've learned a ton. And matter of fact, we use a lot of his knowledge that he learned from Galaxy Fest and the store with what we do together now with the podcast and with my Unapologetic Speaker Camp. All that knowledge has paid off. Yes, he went through a lot of suffering to learn it, but it's behooved us that he has learned it. And then same with me, the interactions I've learned on how to talk to different people at different aspects and finding something that they want and being able to focus on what they want, not what I want to give them, but what they want has become a superpower for me also. So although we lose things and it's sad to see things go in our businesses, focus on the smile aspect. What did you learn? I'd love to think of an acronym really quick, but I can't right now.
Well, I'm sure we could make one out of smile, but
see miracles in life every day.
Well, that was pretty good for being on the spot. Say that, repeat that again.
Seeing miracles in life every day.
Smiled.
No, every day. Every day is one word.
Oh, you're right, it is. You're such a smarty.
Or we can say seeing miracles in life every second. Smiles.
So, but yeah, I think if you look back and if you take a look at what you've learned, you know, not always what you've earned as far as cash goes, but you've earned that knowledge base. You've earned to move on to the next level.
Yeah.
There's so much that can come out of closing down a business. It's just a matter of understanding when it is, and then understanding too that it's an emotion. It can be an emotional wreck.
It is an emotional thing. To say goodbye to anything is very, very, very emotional. Hi, Anna. Hi, Nathan.
Nathan's right. Brian must suffer in order for you guys to grow.
For all of us to grow. Yes.
That's awesome.
But yeah, smile even though, you know, when there are clouds in the sky, mm-hmm. you'll get by. So think of all the things you've said goodbye to and what you learned from them. And I think we've kind of beat that one up.
Yeah. Well, it's just in business, but you want to move over into the personal side of it. Let's start with relationships, losing relationships, because when you start a business, relationships really go to the side in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have to be careful of what you do with them and how far you do set them aside, because if your spouse does not like what you're doing, that can cause problems. And we know all that. We just have to read the newspaper on which, you know, actor left which actress or actress left which actor or whatever.
Yes, Raven, we're live.
So, yes, we are.
We're here. You could call us right now. We're going to answer you.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not going to put a bunch of personal stuff out there, but Raven is kind of going through some of this stuff too, with the experience of loss. And how do you move forward? And how do you keep your smiles, not only in business and people, but there's just all kinds of things that are going on just in her world alone, that how do you look back on that and reflect and take out the smiles and get rid of the frowns?
Even though that was deep, breaking, you know that, right? When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. Yes, my heart has been breaking for a couple of weeks now, actually. And then I heard of a death on the birthday of another person who had just passed away that I absolutely love. And so my brain has been somewhere else. I've been very detached. And in the business of me that I do, you all know, I'm all about positivity and attitude and smiles and seeing the good in everything. And I still see the good in everything. Mm-hmm. It just hurts.
Well, there's a message that just came up across my phone here. And I think it's really, really pertinent to what we're talking about. And we're talking about this live. A bad review on Google just came up on one of the businesses that we're familiar with.
Okay.
And they're asking for us to kind of cover that up with good reviews. Well, it's not a matter of just the schematics and the logarithms. It's also a matter of, you know, you've put your heart and soul into something and then somebody slams you. What is up with that?
Because some people have nothing else better to do. It's like, right. That's like someone coming home with their brand new baby and they do, oh my gosh, he's so beautiful. Look at my baby. It's my beautiful baby. And they do.
That's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
It's a baby. You don't tell people, because it's like, I'll tell you on the side that, you know, maybe you should probably, baby's not that cute. No, you don't do that. You say, congratulations. Beautiful. Beautiful life.
Even if it is an ugly baby?
You don't need to tell them that. It's none of their business.
Oh, so that's honesty.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I think I've only seen one ugly baby in my life, and that was a long time ago. It was when I was born.
But the thing is, it's like with bad reviews. Some people like to do bad reviews, but you know, one of the things I did with my, let's say my books on Amazon, I've had people like, oh no, books haven't had a bad review. My videos have had bad reviews, and like my TED Talk. Oh my goodness, I got ripped apart on my TED Talk, not because my content was bad. They just didn't like what I look like. And so I let those bad reviews stay.
Well, a lot of them you can't do anything with.
But the thing is no, I can delete them.
Oh, you can on Amazon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not Amazon. It was YouTube. I hid one of them because it was just so horrific. And every time I saw it, I cried. And so my thought was, I'm going to leave the rest of the bad reviews, because what it does is it makes it look more real.
It does.
So like with my book reviews, if someone gives me 2 stars on my book, great. Because the other 120 are 5 stars. Right. And all that does is it gives that algorithm say, well, maybe they're not all of her friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's good to let a bad review stay, just so people can say, oh, really? Is it that bad? Let me go check it out.
Well, that's one thing. And the other thing is, too, is a lot of times people will read it and then they see one that's like totally out of place. And they're going,
I got to check that
out. Either this person was an idiot. They had a really bad day that day.
Or if it's a Karen and a Ken. Yeah.
Yeah, you got that too.
And so those are the things of, you know, you got to smile through the pain, basically. And, and expect that no matter what you do, there's someone standing out there who absolutely hates you. Just absolutely hates you for it.
I have a whole long list of them.
Yeah. So I run into people who absolutely hate me, and that's okay. And usually, why do you hate me? Because you're too dang positive. You're just too happy, and no one's ever that happy.
That's a reason to dislike me.
Okay.
Is that jealousy?
No, it's like, more power to you. You can hate me. Go ahead. Because I'm going to stay this way. If you like me to or not, I can't go the other way. So even though my heart is breaking because we're losing friends left and right, it feels like. So you go out there and you live and be good and be safe and, you know, enjoy life and realize that when you meet somebody or if you have a friend, if they pop into your mind, go say hi, write them, text them, anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never know tomorrow. So I'm kind of melancholy right now about all of it.
Well, every once in a while, I'm weird. Every once in a while, I'll see somebody pop up on my social media thread. And I'm like, you know, I haven't talked to them in a long time. And I'll send them a message where it's just, hey, I don't know, this is might be weird, but I was thinking of you today.
Yeah, you just crossed my mind.
Yeah, you just crossed my mind. I was thinking of you. Sometimes it's hard to do, especially with the opposite sex these days, because you don't know if they're going to read it weird, but I haven't had anybody do that to me yet, because they know me that I'm friendly enough that I'm just asking out of curiosity and
concern. Because I do that all the time. I just write randomly and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And I do that to Nathan all the time. What's up?
Well, he expects it, but when you get somebody out of the blue that you haven't seen in 10 years, and it's like, well, how the heck are you?
Nathan was thinking about you today too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Aww.
But no, the thing is there's always a loss, may it be business or in life with family and friends, and you've got to focus on the smile. So what I was telling Brian earlier is one of our authors from Hold My Crown passed away. And first of all, my first instinct was, oh no. And then the other part was, her smile was amazing.
It was actually. Yes.
She was able to share her story, and she was so proud of being able to share her story. And she shared it through her pain and her battles that she was still going through, and never really shared to us that she was suffering in any way, shape, or form. And that she lived well. And so I have to focus on the fact that she was happy while she was with us, and she did share her story, and she was sharing that smile, and she was always uplifting people and just doing amazing things. And I had to shift my mindset to the fact that I was blessed to have her in my world when I had her. Anyone who knew her was blessed to be in her presence, because boy, that lady had a great smile, and she would joke, and it was just lovely. And she would always just check on me randomly. And so it's been really difficult, but I'm going to smile, though my heart is breaking. And I know several of you are going through some painful things and losses of different sorts, and you'll have more. That's just what life is. There's a cycle that we're all dying every day. A little piece of us is dying, and multiple cells are dying every day. Focus on the good, focus on the happy, focus on what you learned, just like in your business. What did you learn from the loss of whatever business you had? And what did you learn, and what did you grow from in order to be in the life of that one person that you just lost?
Right. Well, life has to go on. It really does. And though, you know, one way to look at it is the people who you've lost in your life were in your life for a reason. What did you get from them? What did you learn from them? What hole did they fill as far as relationships go? What hole did they fill in your life? Those are the positive things to look back on. Did they contribute to society? Well, that can be good. I say that kind of weird, but you know, what did they contribute? What did they bring to everybody? Did they bring smiles to your friends? Did they bring smiles to their own friends and their family? There's all of that that can be considered as positive.
Yeah.
However, I do have to add in, we always need a place to grieve, though. We always have to have a time to grieve.
And I'm going to Salt Lake City, and I'm going to a retreat with Gerald Rogers, and I'm going to retreat, and I'm going to let my soul mourn.
Yeah. We all do. I mean, I've lost three parents out of four, and in the moment, I'm one of those ones who's very logical about everything. And I take care of things, and I do this, and I deal with this, and I deal with this. And it might be a week or two later that I finally, one day, I break down.
As you should. You're
human. You know, it's just, it's crazy. So it depends on your, I mean, a lot of people will break down instantly, but, you know, some of us are just logical and take care of the situation as it needs to be. And then later on, you have your 15 minutes of, you know, of what's the word I'm looking for? Grieving.
Yeah, let it out. Let it go.
And sometimes you got to grieve about your business too, if we go that route.
Yeah, and sometimes you grieve every other week because you're like, and that didn't go through, and then that didn't go through, and I'm still paying all the same bills, and that didn't go through. Yes. So there's a lot of like up and down mourning in the business. But it's life. But smile. Or as Nathan just said, just keep on swimming. If you watch Finding Nemo, just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Is that what's that? I wondered what that was about, because I'm thinking of actually physically swimming with your mouth open while you're smiling. I'm thinking that's not a good thing.
No, it's Dory. Just keep swimming. And it really, it's sometimes it's difficult, and it's not being unauthentic, like, oh, if you're sad, then be sad. Well, no, I'm sad, but I'm moving, because when you fall, you get back up. Well, when you lose somebody, you fall. When you lose a business, you fall.
Right.
You skin your knee, it hurts. You do, ow, it hurts. And then you get back up and you do, I'm still moving, but it kind of hurts. Now, unless you have a bone sticking out of your leg now, then that's a whole different thing.
And not everybody needs to know it either. Mm-mm. You know, just because you go, you know, you've had a tragic situation and then you go to a networking group, not everybody in that networking group needs to know that you just had a tragic situation.
Yeah. Well, you remember, even on stage or whatever stage you're on, may it be in front of a networking group on a podcast, whatever it is, it's always about them. It's always about the other people on the other side. Even if I'm in a conversation with Brian, it's really more about him. How can I serve him? I just did a chapter in a book about likability. It's a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And the chapter was all about likability.
I think few of us know what that book is.
Okay. Well, but likability isn't who's the most popular. Likability is who's connected the best, who connected with other people. And by connecting, you have to listen. So think about that. Likability is the one who listens and learns from other people. Popularity is the one who stands there and has the crowd.
I want to be popular then.
Yeah, because popularity fades. Popularity is on what you have and what people can get off of you. So in high school, all the popular people. Now, if you go to your reunion 20 years later, their popularity is not the same, because they were popular because of football or whatever.
Have you been to a 20-year reunion?
Yes, or any, I have.
A school reunion?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're beyond 20, I know that.
Yeah,
but
I went to the 20-year.
I've never actually been to one.
But so I went, and it's like, it's really weird, because it was the quiet ones, the really nerdy ones that are doing all these things in life. And a lot of the popular ones, it's almost like they peaked in high school and then got lost because people gave them so much for one particular thing. And you can't, well, we're in our 50s, okay? So the person who's like the star football player because they were the fastest on the team, and they're not anymore. So
that who's going to succeed voting is not necessarily accurate?
No, it's who's going to succeed. Usually, well, in the schools I went to, it was the ones who were the real connectors, the ones who were helping people with study groups, those kind of things. We had the most popular, but then they were the most influential, the ones who are going to make a difference in the world, those kind of, you know, things they did in our senior year. But what was interesting was popularity is futile. It fades with people. You're popular as long as you have something people want from you.
Popularity. I've never heard that. Have you said that before?
No, I just came up with
popularity.
It
popularity is futile.
Yeah.
Nathan, write that down.
Well, I wrote it in the chapter.
Oh, okay. You did write it in
the chapter. I wrote it in my chapter because I've been thinking about it, because likability is so much more pure, because likability, they like you for who you are, what you stand for, your integrity, everything about you. Your popularity is based on what they can take from you. Right. That's a huge difference. And so in the big world, I would rather be liked, not popular.
Depends on what's paying the bills.
Yeah. Well, thing is popularity is a stem cell off of,
yes,
likability.
Yes.
You have to be liked in order to get popular. But to get popular and stay popular, you need to be very, very liked. You have to be able to understand people. Or once that thing that you have that everybody wants goes away, your likability goes away.
What if you're neither? Jason or Nathan says, what if you're neither? Just stay
cellophane,
home.
Mr. Cellophane, won't you sell my name, Mr. Cellophane?
But we're all liked.
We're all liked.
If you really think about it, even if you're the biggest pain in the neck that's on the planet, somebody likes you.
Somebody likes you.
It may not be the best relationship, but somebody likes you.
Barry Shore, he's one of the founders of the Keep Smiling movement that Ken does.
Yeah.
And he says, hello, good looking people. You're all good looking. And he has, you're all good looking because you're always looking for the good in people.
Mm.
I love that.
It's almost kind of deep.
It is deep. I just love it. Someone loves you. Yes. Your mommy might love you and that's about it, but that's okay. Someone loves you.
Somebody. Yeah. That's right. Your mommy always loves
you. Or what's that joke? If you, This is not advice. This is a joke.
Is that a precursor?
Are you ready?
To... Okay.
There was a joke that used to go around with the military, and they say, well, who loves you more, your dog or your wife? And they say, well, if you lock your wife and your dog in the trunk for a week when you go on your TDY and you come home, who loves you when they open the trunk? It's the dog, because your wife's going to be really, really ticked off. And so that was the whole joke. It was like, so who really loves you, your wife or your dog? It was a military thing. Don't worry about that.
Well, I've heard it, too. I've actually heard that one like crazy. Depending on how much you drink. Well, that's a whole nother
conversation. Those are goggles. Those are beer goggles. Yeah. Or bar lights. Because, man, everybody looks good in bar lights until they turn on those lights at the end of the night.
Even the bar.
I know. So smile even though it's aching. Smile though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there awesome. Are stars in the sky, you'll get by. So look for the stars in whatever situation you're going through and realize it may hurt, but there's always some good somewhere in there that you can look at and remember, be it in your business or in people that you love who have passed.
And if you recognize somebody who has that, remember, everybody can use a hug.
Everybody can use a hug. Ask permission first. Some people get mad if you just randomly hug them.
Well, that was back in the day you could do that, you know.
Yeah, you say, excuse me, can I hug you?
Yeah. Can you use a hug today?
Can you use a hug? You look like you need a hug.
Oh my Nathan, goodness. I know your future's bright.
Yes, his future's so bright. He's got to wear shades. So, everybody, thank you for joining us today. I mean, we came on a day early because I'm speaking in somewhere tomorrow. Brighton Business Builders.
Yeah,
Denver. Women's Evolution Conference tomorrow in Denver, out in Brighton. Outside of Denver. And so we're going to not be here tomorrow. So I wanted to do it today because I wanted to say hi to everybody before I took off and I disappear for a week and no one hears from me. Even Brian won't hear from me. It's going to be really weird for him.
I mean, I'm not going to hear from you.
Because I'm going to be gone for a week.
Oh, no.
So then he'll be mourning that I'm gone. And so you'll all have to write him and say, Brian, are you okay? Do you need a hug? Michelle's gone. You can actually breathe and not do something for yourself instead of taking care of her.
I'm thinking more like the cats will play.
Oh.
When the mouse is away or whatever that thing goes.
Nathan said hugging people without permission. That's how you get restraining orders. So everyone.
I hope it's not that tragic.
Thank you for joining us today. And we will say hi to you again next week, probably on Friday next week. And until then, listen to this beautiful voice of Nathan Cook at the end of our trailer. And we'll see you next week on Denim and Pearls. I'm Michelle Maross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We're Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. Lean in. Peace.
Peace. Wow, it's over. Bye.